Tell me about your background.
Well, I was born in Blackridge, West Lothian, and before I was a year old, we moved down to London and I stayed in Mill Hill. But I came back to Edinburgh in 1929 and had all my schooling in Edinburgh. I first of all went to a kindergarten in Kirstorfin, and then at the age of seven went to Queen Street, which is called Edinburgh Ladies' College, and was there until I left school. During the war, we shared our schooling with Daniel Stewart's College, and we had half-time education. We went 6 days a week, and we either went from 8:30 to 12:30 or 1 o'clock till 5:00, and it was absolutely horrible to go to school on a Saturday afternoon during the war.
Did your education suffer as a result?
I don't think so. When the war started, the school was closed and we got work sent to us to do at home. But I don't think our education suffered at all through having part-time schooling, as you would say. We did, in fact, go back to our own school before the end of the war. And when we came to hires, I mean, I wasn't full-time education again.
Would you say that your family was well-to-do?
No. My mother had been a school teacher, but my father was what these days was called a commercial traveller. We lived quite comfortably, but weren't well off.